AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In the presidential campaign, Vice President Kamala Harris addressed abortion rights in Georgia, sharing the story of Amber Thurman, who died of sepsis after being made to wait for treatment.
Because of the Trump abortion ban here in Georgia, she was forced to travel out of state to receive the health care that she needed. But when she returned to Georgia, she needed additional care. So she went to a hospital. But you see, under the Trump abortion ban, her doctors could have faced up to a decade in prison for providing Amber the care she needed.
Meantime, Shelley Adler on a change of heart for the Trump campaign in North Carolina.
Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, who's running for the state's top post, will not speak or appear at former President Trump's rally on Saturday in his state. That's according to a person on the Trump campaign and a second person familiar with the matter. This is all fallout from a CNN report about his alleged post on a pornography website's message board. In a video released on X, Robinson says he's staying in the race.
This race right now, our opponents are desperate to shift the focus here from the substantive issues and focus on what you are concerned with to salacious tabloid trash.
Robinson's running against the state attorney general, Josh Stein. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Secret Service report into the July assassination attempt on former President Trump cites a litany of missed opportunities to stop the gunman that came down to communications breakdowns with local law enforcement. Israel says it killed a Hezbollah commander and 10 operatives in a rare strike in a densely populated neighborhood of Beirut. Lebanese health officials report at least 14 killed and dozens wounded. And South Carolina has carried out its first execution in 13 years. This is AP News. A paid passenger has testified about his expedition on the submersible Titan. Ed Donahue on what he had to say.
The Titan imploded last year on the same trip to the Titanic. 5 people died. Fred Hagen says his trip did not go well.
The starboard thruster failed, and we realized that all we could do was spin around in circles, like making right turns.
They never made it to the Titanic. Hagen testified to the Coast Guard he was aware of the potentially unsafe nature of getting in the experimental submersible. Also testifying, Triton Submarine's chief executive officer, Patrick Leahy, who got a look at Titan in 2019 in its very early stages.
I wasn't particularly impressed by what I saw.
Leahy thought the Titan at the time was not ready for prime time. After seeing it, he thought,
I don't think that'll ever take people on any significant dives.
What Leahy saw was not the submersible that imploded last year. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.